More is you and Magic's Indulgence podcast. A little indulgence wherever you are. With More Than, the insurer that does more.
It's Indulgence on London's Magic 105.4, where we invite a celebrity to indulge in some of their favourite magic music. And this week, it does give me great pleasure to say a very good evening to Sophie Kinsella. Good evening, Sophie.
Hello.
We're going to talk fully in a moment, especially about the film Confessions of a Shopaholic. But right now, I want to go with your first song choice, which is Feel by Robbie Williams. Why that one?
It is. Well, when I write my books, I often listen to music. In fact, I always listen to music. And I went through an absolute Robbie Williams phase when I was writing the last Shopaholic book. And actually, this was one of the songs I used to listen to while I was writing it. So it feels very relevant to me.
Well, then let's listen to Feel by Robbie Williams. You continue feeling relevant and get all those Shopaholic memories come flooding back. Here's Robbie Williams on Magic.
Cool. Off the back of Robbie.
Okay, lovely. Robbie Williams on London's Magic 105.4, where my guest is Sophie Kinsella. Now, Rebecca Bloomwood, big problems juggling her finances, hasn't she? Because she's a shopaholic. Something that I think, and maybe you've thought in your research, that every woman either has been through, is going through, or at some point in their life is going to face. Is she kind of someone that's inside of you, Sophie?
She totally is inside of me. I have to say, hands up, I admit it. And in fact, you mentioned research. I mean, I've been asked quite a lot, you know, so when you wrote the Shopaholic books, did you research this condition? Did you go and ask questions? Did you talk to psychologists? And I'm like,
no,
I just wrote down what I think and how I feel. And it turns out to strike a chord and kind of be the way that a lot of us think.
Yep.
And honestly, when I've been around promoting my books, the number of people who come up to me and say, oh, my God, you read my thoughts.
Yes.
I'm Becky Bloomwood. I was even in Milan once and this guy came up to me, this very dapper man, Italian man. And he just looked at me. He said, I am Becky Bloomwood. I was just like, okay, welcome. It's like a big club and we all belong to it.
It's almost as though there's an energy that connects us all with shopping. And because what I found was there was one part in the film, the whole film. She's buying things that she doesn't actually need, convinces herself she doesn't need them, and then believes that the actual mannequins are talking to her saying, you need it. And I think we all go through that at some point, don't we?
Yes, I thought that was a really clever way to bring to the screen her rationalizations, which are a huge part in the books. And again, just the way I think, and you know, I put it into the books, you kid yourself that this is a completely rational, logical purchase. I need it.
Yep.
You know, it'll save me money because it's you know, half price. Or my personal one is I always think, well, I'll just buy this and my whole wardrobe will come together. It'll coordinate everything. And if I can just have this one thing, I won't need anything else ever. And it's all ludicrous. The next week we're out buying something else.
Isn't it just? Let's move on with some more music. Now, was Madonna someone you were listening to while you were writing as well?
Madonna is somebody I've listened to my whole life, right from, you know, Get Into the Groove, right way back when. And what an inspiration. Talk about, you know, reinventing yourself, a different outfit every time, even more so than Rebecca Bloomwood.
Yeah.
And Papa Don't Preach, I think, is very apt, right? Don't preach about my credit card bill, we could add to this title.
Brilliant. I'm not going to say any more.
No,
in comes Madonna.
Really
no, brilliant, brilliant. Magic 105.4. I'm talking to Sophie Kinsella. Sophie's written some fabulous books that I think touch initially every woman's heart because you're, is it the lit chick or the chick lit writer? More for ladies.
I think so. Although I think a lot of men could learn a lot if they read my books.
And do identify with Rebecca, as you said earlier.
Yeah. You know, it's. I mean, really what I'm writing is comedy. And I think comedy appeals to everybody in the same way that I think the movie is just a funny movie. And Isla Fisher is funny, whether you're a man watching it, a woman,
yes,
whether you're old, young, a child. Anybody can watch this movie and enjoy it.
And we'll talk about Isla later. What I do want to ask you is, are you very happy with the finished product of the film? When you read a book, you read detail. There are scenes, pictures that you can draw in your head because that's just the way that books are. It's very difficult to transfer the whole essence into a film. I liked the film and think it was done quite well. What are your thoughts on the finished product?
I really like the film. I think it's fun, funny, fast, energetic. It's colourful and it's feel good. It's a massive piece of escapism. You just go into this other world and you get swallowed into it. And when you come out, you've got a happy glow. And what more do you want than that?
And in a very good way, being a shopaholic, because we paint pictures in our minds when we read the books, but we could actually see the pictures of the products that Rebecca wanted to buy. And it was really great. And as you say, it was colourful. There's Isla with the red hair, with her red gloves and her red jacket, the gorgeous green scarf. And I won't go into too much because I don't want to give too much away. Although if you've read the book, you'll know. But it was a very, very colourful film. Was that something that you were wanted to bring across? Lots of colour and energy.
Absolutely. I mean, my books do, I think, have a lot of colour and life and fun. They're fun books. And I think that's what comes over most of all in the movie, that it's fun and it's bright. And I mean, I think that the wardrobe, the costumes are just phenomenal because they're just eye candy. You can't stop staring at the screen. Yeah. You can't help taking in every single detail. The set design was fantastic. Every single set was amazing. I mean, I loved in particular...
Her flat.
The flat.
Yes.
The minute I stepped onto that set, I was like, I want to live here. And all the girls on the set were like, we want to live here. It's just the coolest, quirkiest flat. And actually, it's a shame you don't even get every single detail in the movie that you could get when you were wandering around the set and looking at every detail is thought through. It was amazing.
One thing very quickly before we go to your next song choice, the ironing board. As I don't want to say too much. The ironing board, as it fell out of the wall, with all the numbers of all the credit companies. We'll go into that later. Let's take another look at your song choice now. The Police, but in a good way. not coming after Rebecca. And Every Breath You Take.
I've always loved this song. It's a really intense song. And I think there's a part of me that really responds to a kind of intense feelings. You know, I try and get that into my books, whether it's with romance or whatever relationship. And I find this a very sort of stirring song. Although just now as I was looking at it, I was thinking, actually, this is almost like her bank manager on her trail. So in not such a good way. But I think it's a great song.
Wonderful. Well, look, let's hear The Police and Every Breath You Take. It's Sophie Kinsella's choice on Magic 105.4. Magic 105.4, it's Indulgence on a Sunday evening. Our guest this evening is Sophie Kinsella, writer of some wonderful books. And do go and see Confessions of a Shopaholic, which stars Isla Fisher. I'd like to talk to you about your new book, 20s Girl.
Mm.
Is that ready to go on the shelves?
It's pretty much there, needs a bit of tweaking. And it comes out in the autumn. Beyond that, I can't really say.
No, I'm not
keeping it under wraps for now. I'm sorry.
It jumped out at me because we've had all these shopaholic titles, Confessions of the Shopaholic, Shopaholic in Manhattan with the baby. Now we've just got 20s Girl.
Yes. Well, in fact, I have gone sort of off-piste in between the Shopaholic books. And I've written, for example, I wrote Remember Me was my most recent, and before that there was The Undomestic Goddess and Can You Keep a Secret? And they've all got heroines who are not Becky Bloomwood, who are standalone heroines. Because love Becky as I do, and I do, I would actually go insane if I just wrote her 24 hours a day solidly. So what I love to do is mix it up and choose a different heroine with a new story and then come back to Becky. And it's like catching up with an old friend.
So will 20s Girl link in any of the others, like the Can You Keep a Secret or the, you know,
all brand new,
fresh new heroine.
Yeah.
Oh, and I look forward to meeting her. Can you tell me her name, or you don't even want to go there?
I'm afraid
you can't go there.
I can't go there right now.
But I'm trying. You can tell.
I appreciate that.
Let's take another song choice, Sophie. Next is No Doubt.
Love this song. Again, this is another song that I got slightly into when I was writing. In fact, the latest book, 20s Girl, I used to listen to this over and over. I have this bad habit of getting obsessed by songs, and I'll have it on my iTunes, and it'll just be again and again and again, and this was one of them. So, happy memories.
Wonderful.
Sorry, I was going to try and get it in.
You want me to say don't
about
speak?
The new book.
We have to get that link.
Oh, should we do that?
Yes. I'm sorry to have to make you do that again.
Yeah, no, that's really funny.
Okay, so your next song choice is from the group No Doubt.
It's called Don't Speak, and it's inspired by the conversation that we've just had, because obviously I'm not able to speak about the book.
Don't speak about the new book. Okay, right. Why this song choice?
I used to listen to this when I was writing the last book.
Do you want what she had before?
Sorry, fine, I can.
Okay, yeah, fine, we'll click that. Cool. Brilliant, okay.
Thank you.
So there's No Doubt and Don't Speak, but I'm going to continue speaking to Sophie Kinsella.
Sorry, you're not coming off the back of that song.
Am I not?
No.
What am I doing there?
Off the back of an ad.
Okay. London's Magic 105.4. Sophie Kinsella is my guest this evening on Magic Indulgence. I wanted to ask you what you did in your spare time. You have a husband and three boys and you're churning out books left, right and centre. Do you get any spare time? And if so, what do you do with it?
Spare time? I'm sorry, what is this concept that I'm unfamiliar with? Yeah, it's been a bit of a crazy year or two, so not much spare time. But obviously, when I do get it, I cram it as much full of shopping as I can. Seeing friends is another thing. And if you combine the two, that's a perfect afternoon for me. Shopping with some friends, catch up. Yeah. Mm.
And is motherhood, is it challenging alongside your work? Because obviously you need to take a lot of time to do your writing, research your writing, read it back. And if you've got children in the background, school runs, I mean, obviously I'm assuming you have assistants, but it's quite a full-on life that you lead, isn't it?
It is a pretty full-on life. It is. And I mean, I'm juggling just like everybody else does. And you're right, when you're writing, you need to get away. And I do actually get out of the house to write now.
Do you have a specific place where you like to write? Do you like to be in the open? Do you have a certain room you go to, maybe a certain coffee shop? Is there a specific place?
Well, it's funny. When I'm planning a book at the beginning stages, I do go to coffee shops. I love it. There's a buzz and you can sit there and people must think, who is this girl? She sat stationary for 3 hours and she just scribbles a word every so often. But it's kind of, it's a good thinking place and plotting it all out. And then when I actually start writing properly, I have an office that I go to and I put on the music very loud and I, you know, make myself my coffee, switch off my phones and away I go.
When you're in that coffee shop stage before you go into your office, do you use pictures and scenes around you to get ideas to put into your writing?
Do you know, it's funny, I always wish that I could because it would be so easy if the pictures that I needed were there, and they never are. The anecdote that I overhear at the next table is never the one I want, so I'm living in hope. But I think it's just a good buzzy atmosphere anyway, and then you can always pop to the shops if you, you know, lack inspiration. So it works for me.
Well, let's have another inspirational song choice, and it's U2.
U2, one of my favourite bands, with or without you, one of my favourite songs of all time. I mean, I've listened to this, you know, ever since it first came out solidly. I've always had it in the house, around the place. It's just a favourite song.
Always makes me think of Friends, this song.
Mm. Oh, yes, yeah.
Where she sat in the window and the rain coming down. Mm.
Yeah.
And they say, Ross, we know what you did. And it's a sucky thing. I'm not going to play your song anymore. I'm going to stop quoting from Friends now. And
shall we continue?
Go.
That's fine. Magic 105.4, Magic Indulgence. Sophie Kinsella is our guest this evening. She's written some fantastic books, and Confessions of a Shopaholic is out this Wednesday. And I would say do go and see it. Absolutely fabulous. Isla Fisher is brilliant as Rebecca Bloomwood. I don't know who I saw in my mind when I was reading it, but she just seems to be Rebecca Bloomwood. I mean, a shopaholic could be anybody, young, old, Asian, Chinese, whatever, but she just seemed to be the right one. Now, when you were thinking of people to play the lead, did she come up in your mind? Did you have a number of people in your mind?
Well, it's funny. I never really kind of got into that because when I was writing the books, I was just writing a book and I never even imagined that it would be a movie. And I could never really picture a Becky Bloomwood.
Did you not see a girl in...
I do, but I almost see her from the inside out. I mean, I do have a visual picture of her, but for me, what's most important is what's inside her head. Because when I'm writing her, it's like I step into her shoes, I look at the world through her eyes, and I feel every thought process. So I was very open-minded when it came to casting, but the minute Isla Fisher was mentioned, I thought, oh my God.
It clicks, doesn't
it? Absolutely perfect. You know, I'd seen her in Wedding Crashers, and she's so, so funny, and I think that's what you want more than anything.
Mm. Brings across the character very well. Rebecca's very confused.
Absolutely. Polite way of putting it. Well, so kind.
She's very confused. She's very loving. But she almost goes into a place where she becomes selfish, stroke selfless, without even realising it. Because the decisions that she makes to make these purchases, knowing at the time... This is the worst thing you could ever do. It's kind of quite painful, but she kind of bypasses that pain. Now, you've just said you write this character from the inside out. That's a lot of feeling that you have to do to get that character on paper.
Absolutely. It's funny, I did a big interview once with somebody who was trying to analyse how I write. And at the end, she said, you know, you're like a method actress. And I thought, yeah, you're right, actually, because I really feel it when I'm writing. I feel the ups and the downs, and I cry and I laugh and I lose myself in the world. And particularly with Rebecca, she's so flawed but so lovable.
Mm.
And so I think, maybe the reason that she works in the books is that I really do explain why she's doing everything. I explain every thought process, and you can tell that the intentions are good. She means well. She's a good person. She thinks she's doing the right thing. It's just the hopelessly wrong thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she gets herself in terrible trouble, but then she gets herself out of trouble. So she wins the day in the end.
And what I do love about the film, it's the lesson that she learns in the end, and how that's portrayed, the people around her, her parents especially. It's that whole end lesson.
Absolutely.
That she learns. It's wonderful.
I mean, it's a very heartwarming film, I thought. It does absolutely have a message, and, there are consequences to what she does. It's not just 2 hours of solid shopping, the end. It's a story, and there's a journey, and there are some tough choices that she has to make, and I think they do it brilliantly. I mean, yeah. I think it's very affecting, and the romance works brilliantly as well.
We didn't talk about Luke, did we?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, how could we have missed that, Luke?
We'll have to leave that for another time, because you're going to have to come back.
Oh, I'd love to.
You have to. Let's talk about your next song choice, which I think is perfect. Torn.
Torn. Who is more torn than Becky Bluewood?
Who is more torn than Rebecca Bluewood?
Torn in every direction going. Yeah, yeah. I mean, at the climax of the film, she's really not in a good way. Mm. But, sorts it out.
Yes, she does.
Inspiration for all of us.
Well, Sophie, it's been wonderful talking to you about Rebecca Bloomwood, who has come alive on screen now.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it?
It's wonderful. Really is wonderful. Do you think you might do any more with her? Because there's scope and room to do it.
Who knows? I mean, I think we just see how this one goes and, see what happens.
I think it'll be perfect. Absolutely perfect. And your end song is just perfect. This is just brilliant. Come on, you announce it.
Okay. Girls just want to have fun.
So, Sophie, why have you chosen this one?
Well, there's two reasons, really. It's one of my favourite songs. It epitomises the books, the movie, all of us having fun and shopping. And there is, in fact, a version of this song in the movie. Not this version, but another version. So, in all ways, it's perfect.
Well, let's hear Cindy's version on Magic 105.4. Sophie, it's been lovely talking to you.
Oh, it's been so much fun.
I'm just only sorry we didn't get to talk about Luke. And I did like Luke in the film. Terribly, terribly distinguished.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Very Luke Brandon.
Very
yes.
Luke Brandon,
very
indeed. And all the best with Confessions of a Shopaholic, which comes out this coming Wednesday. I will say, go and see it. It's fabulous. It just looks the way you think it would look, having read the book. And it's wonderful. And thank you for your time on Magic.
Well, thank you so much.
You've been listening to Magic Indulgence with More Than, indulging you with its personal customer manager service. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.